Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour on this Thanksgiving Eve, and we welcome in 97.1 legal analyst and partner with Harris Young and Kaiser, Brad Young. Brad, long time no talk.
Joe, it's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always great to talk with you, especially on this Thanksgiving Eve. Brad, let's start in the court. Well, I guess out of the courtroom. The James Comey case dismissed. I think this took a lot of people by surprise. How did we get to dismissal and where do we go from here?
Well, in all honesty, it didn't take me by surprise. In fact, I talked about it right here on the Mark Reardon Show back in October. And this is why. There's a federal statute. It's called 28 U.S.C. 546. And it governs the appointment of interim U.S. attorneys when a vacancy arises. And we had a vacancy here regarding the indictment of Comey. And what happened was is that the initial attorney, U.S. attorney, resigned. Then there was an appointment of Eric Seibert. He was then appointed. Under this statute, Joe, the president only or the attorney general only gets one pick for an interim for 120 days. After that one pick and after 120 days, then the district court is empowered to pick the interim U.S. attorney until a permanent U.S. attorney is approved by the U.S. Senate. I know this sounds complicated, but it's very clear in this statute. So when Pam Bondi appointed Eric Seibert, that was the U.S. attorney. That was their only U.S. attorney interim pick that they got. And then when he resigned, because he was never approved by the Senate, when he resigned, then the subsequent U.S. attorney, Lindsey Halligan, that was an invalid appointment under the statute. So anything that Lindsey Halligan did would be invalid, including seeking an indictment against Comey. It would be invalid because it violated 28 U.S.C. 546. I know it's a hyper-technical reason, but it was very clear. It was very obvious. I talked about it again right here on the Mark Reardon Show back in October, and I'm very sorry that the Trump administration didn't do a better job because Comey, he lied. There was specific evidence that he lied to Congress, but now that the statute of limitations has expired on that, he's going to go scot-free. So he is not innocent of this crime. The indictment may have been dismissed, but hear me, he is not innocent.
So you answer my question, what comes next for James Comey? What about the Letitia James case?
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same situation related to the appointment of Lindsey Halligan. And so that's also gone. So there's a theory here. I'm not going to go. It'd take me a long time to discuss the theory. There is a theory by which these indictments could survive what's called there's a tolling of the statute when it comes to an indictment that's dismissed. And there's a technical theory here that if the Trump administration goes through the proper channels, gets a U.S. attorney in there that's approved by the Senate, then these indictments could be reissued. But frankly, and again, I'm going to tell you now, and I call it like I see it. I'm the legal umpire here, Joe, and I don't think that would survive a challenge on appeal because of the way this whole appointment process has been, I think, bungled by the Trump administration. Listen, it was very easy. All he had to do was appoint a U.S. attorney and get that U.S. attorney approved by the Senate. But because that didn't happen, now you've got these ramifications of that dropping of the ball.
No, hey, Brad, you say it. I know it to be true. So who misstepped here? The president misstepped, or did he get poor legal advice
when it comes listen, to it's not. Yeah, it's not up to the president, Joe, to know the ins and outs of 28 USC 546. Okay, that's not his job. He's the leader of the free world. But listen, the government has fantastic attorneys up there. Somebody should have figured this out. I figured it out. And, you know, who am I? I mean, I figured this out. It was very obvious. And his staff should have told him that. Pam Bondi's staff should have told her that if she wasn't aware of the statute. I think that if the fault has to fall anywhere, I think it falls on Pam Bondi because she was the one who made the appointment. Or recommended the appointment, both of Eric Siebert and then subsequently of Lindsey Halligan. And she should have been the one to say, whoa, 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 we've used our one interim. We've got to get somebody jammed through the Senate quickly. And that simply didn't happen.
That's really unfortunate because, like you said, I mean, the case against Comey was clear. The case against Letitia James, obviously something I've talked about a lot in Buffalo, seemed pretty clear. And to think because of the misstep by the Trump administration, these two will continue on. Letitia James will continue on as the attorney general in New York, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And listen, whenever I hear the left today screaming about lawfare and going after one's political enemies, boy, I think that these folks have a memory of that lasts about going back to January, and that's it, because everything Letitia James did was absolutely lawfare. She was going after a political enemy. For goodness sake, she ran for office stating, if you vote for me, I will go after Trump. That happened here in Missouri, right here in St. Louis, where we had someone run for office on the basis of saying, I will go after this person politically. And that was deemed to be a conflict of interest in Missouri. Of course, there's no conflict of interest in New York, in New York City, when you're going after a Republican. So that didn't happen there. But listen, the left loves lawfare. And to me, it's so disingenuous when they call out the current administration for doing what they've been guilty of for decades.
100%. Now, Brad, I've got another thing recently that I want to bring up to you, but I want to ask you this question because you just mentioned lawfare, and we know how Trump was treated 6 months before the election. When Trump serves, you know, is done serving this final term, he'll be out of, you know, the government, back in private life. I mean, do you see Democrats bringing it in his early 80s, bringing more lawfare his way? I mean, it seems like they are so obsessed with him. And what kind of stuff can they whip up like they did before?
Well, I read this week, Joe, that a psychiatrist actually sought approval of the definition of a psychiatric condition called Trump derangement syndrome. And the left went crazy. But it is a real thing. And when you look at this group of primarily the progressive left in this country, I think they will go after him. And he's going to have to be very, very careful after he gets out of office, because I do see the left continuing to go after him. Why? Because it appeals to their base. It appeals to this base that is just, if you mention the word President Trump, they need medication. So I do see that happening. I think that Trump himself was mistaken in Florida when he was keeping documents, not so much the keeping of the documents, because Biden did the exact same thing. What Trump did that was wrong was that he told his legal team to not cooperate with the subpoenas to return documents that were alleged to be in the possession of the archives. So I would certainly caution President Trump here, if he's listening, I would caution him to say, look, don't possess any documents that might be classified after you leave office. And that, to me, I think would be his greatest vulnerability for post-presidency litigation.
Now, these six members of Senate who gave, said to military for to not follow illegal orders. Is there, what is the definition of illegal orders? And for an elected official to say that publicly, to give that directive, I mean, is there any case against them?
Well, let's look at it. There's both the legal situation and the political situation. Political, this is the easiest call anyone can make. It was reprehensible for members of the United States legislature to tell the U.S. armed forces with the clear implication of don't do anything that President Trump tells you to do generally, and don't do anything with regard to Venezuela in particular. It was reprehensible that they say that. Let's look at whether this is criminal. I've listened and I've read exactly what was said, and specifically, the United States Code of Military Justice already states that military officials and troops are not supposed to follow illegal orders. The question becomes, what is an illegal order? And that's how I think that these six legislators are going to get by legally, because they never specified what those orders were. They hinted, but they never specified. So technically, legally, they were simply informing in a court of law situation, they were simply informing the troops to abide by what's already in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. But we all know what their intent was, and that's where it becomes reprehensible. But I just don't see any of these people being prosecuted for what they said.
Yeah. Brad, final question. Thanksgiving dinner, what's your favorite side?
Well, I got to tell you, I left my office today to go put on a turkey on my pellet grill, because I love to smoke turkeys for Thanksgiving. So that takes about 8 hours to smoke on a pellet grill. And when it comes out tomorrow, it will be truly award winning. I can assure you of that.
That sounds great, Brad. I'm inviting myself over to your place.
Come on over. I got 30 coming over for Thanksgiving tomorrow. You know what? One more. We won't even notice you. Just come on by.
It sounds great. Brad, always great catching up with you, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
You too, my friend.
That is Brad Young. He is our legal analyst at 97.1, also partner with Harris, Young, and Kaiser. When we come back, more countdown to Thanksgiving. And I don't mean to be Mr. Negative or Bad News. Like I said, I love this time of year. But I did see a list of things to just be cautious of, because Thanksgiving, we see a 37% rise in heart attacks and risk of heart attacks. And I am going to make sure you know what to keep your eyes on and, again, what to avoid when we come back. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. Before I get to the Thanksgiving, why heart attacks spike during Thanksgiving, I want to tell you something. You know, politics at the dinner table on Thanksgiving is annoying. We talked about that in the last in a few segments ago. You know what else is annoying? When elected officials allow politics to get in the way of getting information to people. What do I mean? And I don't know. I'm sure there's an example of this all over the country. But I'm going to tell you a situation. And again, I know this is local to me, but I think you guys will see where I'm coming from. And you'll see that it is an issue in politics, especially the people who put their party before their country. And I do think that is a problem in this country over the last few years. I think it was a problem. Again, I mean, look at the way that the 2024 election was handled by the left, right? They got Joe Biden through the primaries, knowing that Joe Biden was losing a step or two. And then they have the disastrous debate that was so early, but, you know, we're not supposed to believe that was planned or anything. And they put Kamala Harris in. They didn't let the members of their party even have a say as to who their candidate was, and she was the candidate running on the message of democracy. Anyway, so here back in Buffalo, we have a county executive in Erie County who does not like the station, doesn't really like me or any of the hosts on the station, and that's fine. I don't need to be everyone's friend. But he is the county executive. And yeah, we have our opinions, and we let our voices, our opinions be known. That's what we get paid for. But today, he had a press conference on how they're handling the snow and, you know, message for Erie County and all that. Now, we're the number one news talk station in Buffalo. OK, we were the only station in Buffalo that was 24 hours a day for three straight days during the blizzard of 22, where 50 people died. OK, we were the only ones on nonstop 24 hours over 3 days, including Christmas Day. We were taking calls. We were trying to help people as much as we can. And we were there. He didn't come on once during those 3 days. We had the governor, Kathy Hochul. You don't think we've been critical of Kathy Hochul? She was on the station. We had the mayor. We had a lot of Democrats on to get the message out because, again, we were the only ones 24 hours throughout the entire storm, right? So 72 hours throughout the entire storm on the air, no nonstop local coverage. And, you know, a lot of people lost power. So we were really the only way they could get information. So he doesn't come on during the entire blizzard. Today has a press conference to talk about, you know, getting prepared for a winter storm and doesn't invite the station. Like, this guy is putting his politics. Again, you can disagree with everything we say. Are you saying that our listeners shouldn't have the same advice, the same guidance that all the other stations are getting? Like, I just think this is an example of putting politics over, again, your job is not to support your party as the county executive. Your job is to be the county executive, which he hasn't done a great job of. But again, we see this time and time again of, and it is, I would say it's more on the left than you see on the right, of politicians putting party first. And again, that's fine when we're talking about everyday things. Not fine. No, let me take that back. It's not fine. But again, okay, whatever. We've gotten used to it. But when you're talking about storm preparedness, or you're talking in the middle of the storm where people are freezing to death in their cars, And because you don't like the opinions of the host, you're not going to call in. You're not going to give them an interview. And now we don't get invited to press conferences. That's petty. And I'm sorry, that is the problem with politics in 2025. And again, you're probably saying, Joe, this is a local story. It's not, because this is something that happens nationwide. And it's something that we saw during the 24 election, that we saw with the indictments of the president when he was the former president at the time. I mean, we're also seeing it, you know, time and time again. We're going to see it heading to the midterms. We have people who are elected who put their party first. And, you know, Brad brought up the TDS. You've got people who put their party first, and they are so obsessed with Trump. Getting Trump is more important than the success of the country. And you see this, and we talked about with Curtis yesterday. You see this in some of the coverage of stories. You have media outlets out there that rather make Trump look bad than celebrate, or I don't know, say something good for the country. You know, I go back to the 4 years of Joe Biden. I go back to the 8 years of Obama. I was in college when Obama was elected. Funny story, the day Obama was elected, we drove up and went to the casinos in Canada. You know, Obama and Biden, I wasn't fans of either, obviously, of their policies. Was not a supporter of either. But my gosh, when Obama came out and announced that bin Laden had been captured and bin Laden was dead, we all celebrated. Remember the crowds in front of the White House? I was at the radio station in Buffalo running the board for that press conference. We all celebrated. That was an American success, right? Yes, critical, but again, putting the country first. I didn't like Joe Biden, but my gosh, I still rooted for America. I think Joe Biden, you know, did a lot of things to set this country back, but I was hoping I was wrong. You know, here in Buffalo, we have a new mayor. I think he's going to be awful, but my gosh, I hope I'm wrong. I don't need Buffalo to sink even worse. But we have so many people who are just obsessed with their political careers, with their political party. And unfortunately, on their list, the country is three or four. My gosh, their family might be under party in getting Trump the way some of these people act. And it's petty. And again, and I would be saying this if it was the other way around. Like, when it's a time of crisis, when it's a time of having to get a message to your constituents, to the country should come first. But too many people are worried about, oh, the primaries or the next presidential election. And that comes first before the success of America. And I think it's disgusting. I think it's awful. And again, if you're letting your hatred of the president dictate how you cover things, how you treat the country overall, I think you're in the wrong. And again, I think you're putting the country at a bad place. We should all be rooting for, just as the president said about Mamdani. Mamdani and Trump do not agree on a lot. But of course, you know, Trump being a New York guy, and that's why I've always said I don't think Trump will ever let New York City sink to the absolute bottom, because he still has, you know, obviously an interest in New York City. But even he said, you know, the success of Mamdani is the success of New York. Doesn't seem like people think that way anymore. I mean, you have the Democrats that were trying to get Trump before he was even back in office. Again, I mean, you're the ones who put Kamala Harris up. it's something that, you know, it happened to me 4 hours ago, so it's fresh in my mind, and it is something that just is really upsetting about today's politics. The fact that in moments of crisis, we're going to put party ahead of country. And I just don't think that's the right direction. I don't care what party you are. When we come back, we will get to this Thanksgiving. 37% higher risk of heart attack on Thanksgiving, 15% on Christmas Day, 20% on New Year's Day. And again, 37% at Christmas Eve. We'll give you the list of 8 things to be looking out for, and a little bit of advice as we wrap up here. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on Thanksgiving Eve on 97.1 FM Talk. Yes, it is. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. 97.1 FM Talk. Final two segments here before Thanksgiving. We're talking heart attacks this segment, but I do, since we're getting medical, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to be back in for Mark on December 29th and 30th. So December 29th, December 30th, there will only be one thing on my mind, December 30th for sure. January 2nd, something I was supposed to do 7 years ago, I will be doing at 12:30 January 2nd, and that is getting my first colonoscopy. And my doctor told me at 30 I was supposed to get it, but you know how you feel when you're at, you know, in your 20s and your first part of your 30s, you feel, and oh, no one's gonna, you know, nothing's gonna get me, I'm fine, I'm healthy. But now, you know, I have a kid, and yeah, I've unfortunately watched people die of cancer. So got to take the safe thing. Well, they sent an email a few weeks ago, the list of, you know, things to get and what you have to do, like 3 o'clock the day before, and then at 5 o'clock the day before, be close to a toilet, like all this stuff. And let me tell you, I wasn't like worried before, but now after reading over the stuff that I can and can't eat, like, you know, you have to have clear liquids and you can eat clear Jell-O, and you can't, you know, eat until after the procedure, which of course I picked the dumbest time, 12:30. So I won't be able to eat anything until 3 o'clock the day, you know, on January 2nd. So I'm just, this is a warning to anyone who's going to be at the station or listening on the 29th or the 30th. My colonoscopy prep is probably going to come up. I'm just letting you know now. That is going to be top of mind for me because January 2nd will be the day. It'll also mark, at 37 years old, it will mark the first time I've ever been put under. Now, I've passed out. I've had a concussion. I've fainted. But I've never been, you know, put out for a procedure. So a lot of firsts to kick off 2026. And just giving you that warning now. That these things will be discussed when I'm back in for Mark the 29th and the 30th. I hope I don't let, you know, like Friday, get an email. Joe, you know, we're reconsidering after hearing what you plan on mentioning the 29th and the 30th. No, I obviously will keep it on topic, but I'm just saying those things will be that procedure will be coming up because it's already top of mind and we're still over a month away. So being serious now, tomorrow, it's a great day. It's Thanksgiving, family, friends, all that great stuff. But there is risk involved for some of us. And, on Thanksgiving, we see, that your risk of heart attacks goes up 37%. That's the same as on Christmas Eve, 20% on New Year's, 15% on Christmas Day. Also, more cardiac deaths occur on December 25th than any other day of the year, followed by the 26th and January 1st. Okay, so the 8 causes of increased heart attack risks. Number 1 and 2, I think, are pretty obvious, right? Number 1, rich, salty foods. As someone who has had high blood pressure since I was 19, I know, you know, you got to keep the sodium down. I drink tons of water. Obviously, I'll be running tomorrow before dinner. Not that changes the salty food on the table, but I know, you know, hey, you can't have too much. You don't want to become a statistic. So rich, salty foods, obviously classic holiday dishes, high in sodium, that retains fluid. Also, Thanksgiving dinner, the average Thanksgiving dinner, and I know I'll be part of this stat tomorrow, the average Thanksgiving dinner exceeds 5,000 calories. And again, it's a holiday. You know, President Trump said yesterday, you know, it's Thanksgiving. No one's starting a diet tomorrow. Enjoy, again, within reason, and have these in mind. But we're going to enjoy. We're going to enjoy Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, and kicking off the holiday season. Number 2, alcohol consumption. Obviously, this plays into it as well. It's number two on the list. Number three, physical overload. Overindulging doesn't just stress your digestive system. It can overstimulate your central nervous system and promote rapid, irregular heart rhythms. Excessive salt intake can lead to high blood pressure, fluid retention, combined with the physical overload, can increase your risk of cardiac events. Now, this one, I think, should be number one on the list. It's delayed medical care. And I've been guilty of this. Delayed medical care, you know, you're at Thanksgiving dinner, you've got the family all around, and you start feeling different, right? You feel like something's wrong, but you don't want to be the buzzkill of the party. And, you know, you got to get that mindset out of your head. Now, I've been guilty, not when it comes to a cardiac event, but I've been guilty of not wanting to be the person to ruin things. When I was a junior in college, I helped set up graduation, and because I was on student government, and I was not feeling good. I had not eaten for like 3 days. I was really under the weather, but I didn't want to, you know, say no. So I drove myself there, and, you know, I was there for maybe a half hour, 45 minutes. And all of a sudden I just fainted. I mean, I hadn't eaten, I was really sick, and I just fainted. And again, because I didn't want to be the buzzkill, I didn't want to be the person to say no. Now I've caused a bigger problem because now someone has to get me home because I can't drive my car. I just fainted. I just passed out. So delayed medical care. If you're not feeling yourself, if you're feeling different, don't worry about being the buzzkill of the party. Say, hey, you got to take me somewhere. I'm not feeling right. Something's off, because delayed medical care is one of the biggest factors that lead to severe cardiac events during the holidays because, again, people don't seek care. And they'll say, I'll be fine, when they're not. Number five, emotional stress. Many people experience heightened anxiety from family obligations, financial pressures, and travel. The stress response triggers adrenaline release, which increases heart rate and blood pressure. Enough said. Cold weather. For much of the country, and you heard Dave Murray earlier, Thanksgiving brings the first real cold. Cold weather constricts blood vessels, raises blood pressure, increasing heart strain. Also, snow shoveling. And it's something that, unfortunately, we've had to report in Buffalo a lot. You know, people go out, they go, I got this. I've been shoveling for decades, and they didn't have it. Again, so don't put that extra strain and don't go above. Don't be guilty of physical overload. You know, have a neighbor, call someone. You don't want to put yourself in that situation. Disrupted routines and respiratory illness. So again, just have fun tomorrow. I don't want to be, I don't mean to be negative, but I think this is a nice PSA to throw out there. You know, if you're like me, you have high blood pressure. Number one, make sure you take your medication tomorrow. And I will take mine right after the run. I don't take my blood pressure medication before I run, because it would slow me down, but I'll take it after my run. So that's number one. Make sure that if you're on high blood pressure medication, you take your blood pressure medication. You should be taking it every day. But that's a good start for that. And again, yeah, the food's delicious, but maybe you don't need three helpings of the highest sodium thing on the table, right? You know, I love turkey. I'll probably get two platefuls of turkey, but I'll probably only have one serving of something that's a little more salty, and I probably won't put gravy on my other helpings of turkey. You know, that's just, like I said, we've had high blood pressure since I was 19. I kind of know what to have and what, you know, makes my heart beat out of my chest, right? For me, it's now with a wedding ring. If I can't move my wedding ring like that, like such, right now I can slip it right off my finger. When my blood pressure gets high, I can feel like it's stuck on my finger. Like I can't get my ring off. Maybe I won't be getting thirds of the highest sodium thing on the table. So again, just giving you some good advice and making sure that everyone has a safe Thanksgiving, because we want you back here, obviously, on Monday with the crew. So again, enjoy. No one's saying don't enjoy. I've got jeans that have the elastic waistband. Those will be on. Those are for one day a year. Those are for Thanksgiving. But again, like I said, I'll be wise about what kind of salty foods I have and don't have a second. And obviously also alcohol intake. I know it's today and tomorrow are big drinking days, but again, just make sure that you're keeping everything in check and keeping your eye on things like blood pressure. And if you don't, if you feel like something's off, don't hesitate to get help. That is one of the main things that lead to a major cardiac event around the holidays, delayed response. Make sure you tell someone, make sure you get somewhere. And you know, this idea of, I don't want to be the buzzkill of the party. What do you think is the worst buzzkill? If you don't do anything? So again, be healthy. Don't be like me. Don't wait 7 years to get a colonoscopy. Okay. I'm finally getting it, but I was supposed to get it when I turned 30. I turned 37 in September and I still have a month to go. So just keep that in mind. We'll wrap things up when we come back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final segment, Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on this Thanksgiving Eve, 2025. Excited. I keep on saying I'm excited for Thanksgiving. I love this time of year, and it's been nice to be able to have a little fun while also covering the all the serious stuff as well. I love the fact that you guys get off Thursday and Friday. You know, as I said, there'll be best ofs on Thursday and Friday here on 97.1 FM Talk. Long weekend. This, now I say that I'm also off Black Friday. It'll be the first time in over 15 years that I do not work on Black Friday, because, you know, I was delivering pizzas. They're still open on Black Friday. I went into retail, definitely worked on Black Friday. I was here as a part-time board op, and then I was a fill-in host at WB Inn in Buffalo. I was a fill-in host, so, you know, I would take every shift they gave me. So this is really the first time I'll have I usually only have a 1 day weekend as it is, because I host a show on Sunday mornings. So this will be my first 3 day weekend in a long time. And I love what I do. Like, if I get called in, obviously I'll cut my weekend short. But I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited to relax and enjoy a lot of sports, as Ethan and I were talking about yesterday. A lot of great football on tomorrow. Great college football on Friday and Saturday, and then obviously a lot of great college basketball, and you've also got some hockey. The Blues play, I believe, the Blues play today, and then on Friday, hopefully they can turn things around. They've been losing a lot of one goal games, as we talked about yesterday, and I mean, so many of those in overtime and in shootouts, and you go, well, they still get a point in the standings. Unfortunately, the teams that they're losing, you know, some of the teams, you're giving points away. Now, I realize somewhere in the Eastern Conference, so in the other divisions, but still, you're giving points away. And So a lot of sports, if you're like me and you're a big sports guy, you've got the parade tomorrow that everyone loves to watch. And the dog show is also on tomorrow. I know that's a big Thanksgiving tradition. You know, for me, it's movies. Now, I used to, you're going to find this hard to believe, I used to love going out on Thanksgiving Eve. Like that, I mean, I had to be out. You know, I'd have friends from high school I hadn't seen in a few months. We'd go out and have a lot of fun. Now I'm like, you know, my wife and I, my son will go to bed. My wife and I will maybe get a glass of wine and put a movie on the TV. And my question is, what is a good movie for Thanksgiving Eve? Obviously, it's got to be after the Sabres game. But what do you got? Sue, you have a Thanksgiving movie?
I'm thinking about it. I guess, you know, we brought it up yesterday, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's not heartwarming. It's kind of heartwarming, but it's also kind of, you know, it's not bad because it's not straight Christmas.
Yeah, I love that movie. I unfortunately, my wife doesn't share my my love for that movie.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, we would just watch a Columbo episode. But
oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, 100%. Can you do that? Will she be down with that? I love that idea.
No, she's upset that my son now likes watching Columbo. Like, I've gotten my son to ask for Columbo on the TV.
Love it.
She is not a fan of Columbo, unfortunately. I love, especially the original Columbos, the 71
yes.
through 78 NBC
so
Columbos.
So great.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Dick Van Dyke's turning 100. And, you know, I put out there, I go, he is one of the few remaining living villains from the original 70s Columbo.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Which episode was he in?
He was the one where at the end, he grabs the camera and Columbo goes, "Were you a witness to what he just did?" And you go around, and go, "What did he do?" He grabs. So Columbo flips the picture and says, "This is the evidence, sir." And he goes, "I have proof it wasn't me." And he picks out the camera the murderer took the picture of his wife with out of a pile of cameras. And Columbo goes, "You'd have no idea that that camera was there unless you took the picture."
Dun, dun, dun. Love it. You know what? A Great British Bake Show holiday is also a good choice for tonight.
Oh,
if you
right.
like that sort of thing, which I do.
My wife and I, we watch Home Alone and Home Alone 2 probably 30 times over the next month.
Wow.
So I want tonight to be something that sticks out, like something we haven't watched in a while. Not the Hallmark Bills Christmas movie. Talk about disappointment.
What? Oh,
that was.
Wait,
Sue,
there was one? It was Bills about the. That's hilarious.
So last year they did the Chiefs. And this year they did the Bills, and it premiered on Saturday. Now, I was out of town Saturday because I was at the Virginia Tech game. So my wife and I watched it Sunday night. And now you would think, like, hey, I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. But it was so, and I'm sorry if I can use this word, it was so hacky.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, the pregnant sister wanted chicken wings in the morning, and there's not enough hot sauce on these. Like, really? That's,
okay.
That's what.
Okay, but that's how all these movies are. Okay.
No, and I love them, but I guess I felt like we were being attacked. Like we're nothing but chicken wings, beef on weck, and the Bills. And it's
I gotcha. Yeah, and I can see it.
I picked it apart on Monday. I spent my entire show picking this movie apart.
I can only imagine what the Chiefs one was. I might have to think about trying to find that.
Yeah, I didn't watch that because the Chiefs right now, obviously, that's a sore spot for us in Buffalo. But I will not be. And you know, my wife and I have purchased Hallmark movies on Amazon, so we have them at our viewing pleasure. And this one will not be in the rotation. I was really, really disappointed.
Wow.
And again, maybe I just was looking too critical at it because it was my hometown. But yeah, it will not be on the on the docket next Christmas.
That's fair.
Well, Sue, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. It's always fun working with you.
Thank you. You too.
And it sounds like you got a great day planned and enjoy. And we'll be talking at the end of next month.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Joe.
All
right. Before we get out of here, the audio cut of the day. Do we have... The audio cut of the day, and I hate to end...
There it is.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Audio cut of the day. I was going to end with one. We're going to end with another one. This is J.D. Vance. He is the vice president, and he was handing out food to our troops. Here's what that sounded like.
Thanks, man. Happy Thanksgiving. How you doing? Good. It's Happy Thanksgiving, man. Where are you from?
Just a beautiful thing. The vice president serving Thanksgiving and holiday meals at Fort Campbell. Love seeing J.D. Vance out there. Like I said, I think he's the next president. We'll see. We got midterms a long time before that. But, you know, heartwarming to see the vice president in just regular clothes serving our American heroes. Thanksgiving feast. Hey, to all of you, have a very happy Thanksgiving. I always love filling in for Mark Reardon. I hope you have a great time with friends and family, and be safe, be responsible, but enjoy, have a lot of fun, and we'll talk really soon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.